بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال كعب: فلما بلغني أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قد توجه قافلا من تبوك حضرني بثي، فتفقت أتذكر الكذب وأقول بما أخرج من سخطه غدا، وأستعين على ذلك بكل ذي رأي من أهلي. فلما قيل إن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قد أضل قادما، زاح عني الباطل حتى عرفت أني لم أنجو منه بشيء أبدا، فأجمعت صدقه وأصبح رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قادما. We're continuing the chapter on Tawbah, repentance in Riyadu Salihin. In this hadith, the lengthy hadith of Ka'ab bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala, who did not participate in the expedition of Tabuk. And we explained last week how Rasulullah and the Sahaba had left for Tabuk because Rasulullah received news that the Romans were going to attack the Muslims and they gathered in Syria. So Rasulullah left with the Sahaba. He encouraged them to come out, all the Sahaba who had the strength and the ability to participate in this expedition, who were expected to go and join Rasulullah. Ka'ab bin Malik radiallahu anhu delayed. He thought that he had the means and he will catch up with Rasulullah, but he did not do so. And now the news reaches Ka'ab bin Malik radiallahu anhu that Rasulullah was now returning. And when this happened, he said, Hadarani Bathi, now I was gripped with fear and worry and distress. So I began to think of making up some lies which I would say to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so that I do not gain his displeasure. And I began to seek assistance from every intelligent person in my family to try and make some plan and some excuse, some lie that I could speak and to save myself. When it was told to me then, finally, that Rasulullah SAW has now returned, all these false thoughts and plans that I had, that I would speak lies, everything disappeared, and I knew that nothing would save me from this, from speaking, from if I'm going to speak lies, I will not be saved. So I then decided to speak the truth to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Rasulullah returned, وَكَانَ إِذَا قَدِمَ مِنْ سَفَرٍ بَدَأَ بِالْمَسْجِدِ فَرَكَعَ فِيهِ رَكَعَتَيْنِ. It was the habit of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whenever he would return, first he would go to the masjid and recite two rakat salah. ثُمَّ جَلَسَ لِلنَّاسِ. Then he would sit with the people. فَلَمَّا فَعْلَ ذَلِكَ جَاءَهُ الْمُخَلَّفُونَ. When Rasulullah sat then, all those who did not participate in Tabuk expedition, those who remained behind, all of them came, يَعْتَذِرُونَ إِلَيْهِ وَيَحْلِفُونَ لَهُ. And they made the excuses, and they even took oaths on the excuses they made. وَكَانُوا بِضْعَوْ وَثَمَانِينَ رَجُلًا. There were plus minus 80 of them, and most of them were munafiqeen. They were those who were genuinely had excuses, who were sick, who were ill, etc. But those people who had no excuses, they came and saw in the name of Allah that this was the reason why they did not participate. فَقَبِلَ مِنْهُمْ عَلَانِيَتَهُمْ وَبَايَعُهُمْ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. Accepted the outward excuses, whatever they said. He took the allegiance again and he sought istighfar on their behalf. وَوَكَلَ سَرَائِرَهُمْ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. But as far as the inner intentions and their genuine causes, why did they do not participate? Rasulullah SAW entrusted that to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He looked at the outward, whatever they said, he accepted. حَتَّى جِئْتُ. Until it was my turn and I came. فَلَمَّا سَلَّمْتُ تَبَسَّمَ تَبَسُّمَ الْمُغْضَبِ. When I made salam to Rasulullah SAW, he smiled, the smiling of an angry person. As we see, a person gives a half smile. He's not too happy. So I could see this expression in the face of Rasulullah SAW. ثُمَّ قَال. Then Rasulullah tells me, تعال, come forward. فَجِئْتُ أَمْشِي. I began walking towards Rasulullah SAW. حَتَّى جَلَسْتُ بَيْنَ يَدِي. Until I sat right in front of him. فَقَالَ لِي مَا خَلَّفَكَ. What kept you behind? أَلَمْ تَكُنْ قَدْ إِبْتَعْتَ ظَهْرَكَ. Did you not purchase your animal, your mode of transport to go in this expedition? قَالَ قُلْتُ يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِنِّي وَاللَّهِ لَوْ جَلَسْتُ عِنْدَ غَيْرِكَ مِنْ أَهْلِ الدُّنْيَا لَرَأَيْتُ أَنِّي سَأَخْرُجُ مِنْ سَخَطِهِ بِعُذْرٍ. He said, Oh Messenger of Allah, Allah's qasam, if I was sitting by somebody besides you, from the people of the world, anybody else beside you, I would be able to come out of this, of his displeasure, by making an excuse. لا لَقَدْ أُعْطِيتُ جَدَلًا. Why? Allah has given me the gift of eloquence. And very eloquently, I would make such an excuse and I would speak a lie and I would come out of this problem. وَلَكِنِّي وَاللَّهِ لَقَدْ عَلِمْتُ لَإِنْ حَدَّثْتُكَ الْيَوْمَ حَدِيثَ كَذِبٍ تَرْضَى بِهِ عَنِّي لَيُوشِكَنَّ اللَّهُ أَن يُسْخِتَكَ عَلَيْهِ. But he says, Allah's Qasam, I know very well, if I speak lies to you today, and you may accept that excuse, but tomorrow Allah will expose me, and Allah Ta'ala will make you displeased with me. وَإِنْ حَدَّثْتُكَ حَدِيثَ صِدْقٍ تَجِدُ عَلَيَّ فِيهِ إِنِّي لَأَرْجُ فِيهِ عُقْبَ اللَّهِ. And he says, even if I'm going to speak the truth to you, then I know that you will become upset and angry with me. So I'm not going to speak the lies, I will speak the truth, and I just hope whatever Allah Ta'ala then decides regarding me. وَاللَّهِ مَا كَانُ لِي مِنْ عُذْرٍ. He says, Allah's Qasam, I don't have any valid excuse. وَاللَّهِ مَا كُنْتُ قَطُّ أَقْوَى وَلَا أَيْسَرَ مِنِّي حِينَ تَخَلَّفْتُ عَنْكَ. And he says, I had all the strength and all the means when I remained behind. So I got no excuse. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَمَّا هَذَا فَقَدْ صَدَقَ. Nabi Sallam then tell the Sahaba, this man, Ka'ab bin Malik, has spoken the truth. فَقُمْ. He tells me, stand. حَتَّى يَقْضِيَ اللَّهُ فِيكَ. Until Allah decides regarding you. وَصَارَ رِجَالُ مِنْ بَنِي سَلِمَةَ فَاتَّبَعُونِي فَقَالُوا لِي. People of the Banu Salima tribe, his family members, they quickly sprung up, they followed him, and they tell him, وَاللَّهِ مَا عَلِمْنَاكَ أَذْنَبْتَ ذَنْبًا قَبْلَ هَذَا. Listen, you have never committed any other fault and mistake and sin before this. لَقَدْ عَجَزْتَ فِي أَنْ لَا تَكُونَ اِعْتَذَرْتَ إِلَى رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ بِمَا اعْتَذَرَ إِلَيْهِ الْمُخَلَّفُونَ. Don't be, why don't you make an excuse like those people who made an excuse who did not join the expedition? If you don't make any excuse, then you are regarded to be weak. Don't do this. Go and give some excuse. فَقَدْ كَانَ كَافِيكَ ذَنْبَكَ إِسْتِغْفَارُ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. And you know you have done wrong, but at least if you go and make some excuse, and Rasulullah SAW would then make istighfar on your behalf, this will suffice you from your sin. قَالَ فَوَاللَّهِ مَا زَالُوا يُؤَنِّبُونَنِي حَتَّى أَرَدْتُ أَنْ أَرْجِعَ إِلَى رَسُولِ سَمْ فَأُكَذِّبَ نَفْسِي. He says, they continued rebuking me and reproaching me and compelling me until a time came that I actually felt like going back to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and belie myself. I was going to tell Rasulullah, I made a mistake and the real matter is this, and I will speak a lie. ثُمَّ قُلْتُ لَهُمْ. Then I suddenly say to them, هَلْ لَقِيَ هَذَا مَعِيَ مِنْ أَحَدْ. Is there any other companion of Rasulullah who is under the same fate like I am, under the same situation? They also didn't participate. قَالُوا نَعَمْ. They said, yes. لَقِيَهُ مَعَكَ رَجُلَانِ قَالَا مِثَّ مَا قُلْتَ. Two other Sahaba, they experienced the same thing as you did. They also didn't have any valid excuse, they also remained behind. وَقِيلَ لَهُمَا مِثَّ مَا قِيلَ لَكَ. The exact thing, what Rasul told you, stand until Allah decides regarding you. He told them, قَالَ قُلْتُ مَنْ هُمَا. Who are those two? قالوا مرارة بن الربيع العمري وهلال بن أمية الواقفي. Two other Sahaba, مرارة and هلال رضي الله تعالى. قال فذكروا لي رجلين صالحين. He says, they had mentioned these two people's name. They were very pious people. قد شهدا بدرا فيهما أسوة. They had even participated in battle of Badr. And I thought, let me take them as a model now, an example. قال فذهبت حين ذكروهما لي. Then I began to proceed when these two people's names were taken to me. وَنَهَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَنْ كَلَامِنَا أَيُّهَا الثَّلَاثَةُ مِنْ بَيْنَا مَنْ تَخَلَّفَ عَنْهُ فَاجْتَنَبَ النَّاسِ. He says, Rasulullah then prohibited all the Sahaba from talking to us. The Sahaba then moved away from us. أو قال تَغَيَّرُوا لَنَا. The attitude changed towards us. حَتَّى تَنَكَّرْتُ لِي فِي نَفْسِي الْأَرْضِ فَمَا هِيَ بِالْأَرْضِ الَّتِي أَعْرِفُ. He says, even the ground of Medina became so alien and so different to me. It wasn't the same piece of ground of Medina that I knew. Every day I'm walking in those gullies, everything seems so different to me. فَلَبِثْنَا عَلَى ذَلِكَ خَمْسِينَ لَيْلَةً. He says, for a maximum period of 50 nights, 50 days, we remain in this condition. Inshallah, we'll continue tomorrow. It's a very lengthy hadith, but very, very interesting points. From this we can see that Ka'ab bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala, Murara in Hilal radiallahu ta'ala, they are faced with a predicament because they did not participate in the battle of Tabuk, which is compulsory for them to have participated. And let us see their tawbah, what happens, how Allah Ta'ala then makes it easy for them, who Allah accepts their tawbah. But for 50 nights in total, 50 days, Sahaba were not allowed to even talk to them. Inshallah, Allah give us tawfiq to continue tomorrow, inshallah. Subhanallah.